Brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, we're back. Morning, Robin. We're back.
Good morning.
You're getting ready for Halloween trunk or treat deal, aren't you?
Yeah.
Sorry. How you making out?
I'm okay.
You're okay. How many critters do you have cut out so far?
Out of the seven?
Yeah.
Two.
Okay. Good.
And that was the whole first hour. I'm in deep trouble.
Okay, well, keep cutting because we're on the air again. So
I know I'm talking.
All right, I hear you.
I'm here.
All right. Who's on hold? Captain Don. Morning, Captain Don. How are
hey,
you?
Hey, Captain Don.
Good morning, folks. How are y'all doing this morning?
We're doing great. What's going on?
Well, another great big tournament.
Oh,
great
goody.
Rockfish tournament this morning. It's a local friend of ours, kind of get some folks together, and we go out and, you know, it's just a friendly little tournament. And
yeah.
Have fun. Do yeah. well.
Oh, yeah. But what a thing today. I'm taking a boat and a few friends, and we're challenging Kenny Platt, Captain Pugs.
You are?
He has a crew. Yes, we are. We're challenging them. So, and the bet is tremendous. Oh, God.
So what's tremendous?
The bet.
Oh, the bet's tremendous.
I can't wait to hear.
The money's built. The money builds every minute.
Really?
What did it start at?
Man. I think it started at 50 cents.
50 cents, yeah. I figured that. Yeah, the big bet. Dozen crabs.
Yes, or something.
Dozen crabs. Yeah.
If you get a dozen crabs for 50 cents, I'm coming.
What's that?
They're still catching crabs over this way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was at a seafood shop yesterday. Where was I? NBS Seafood. And boy, they had some really, really nice crabs. Bill had some nice crabs there too.
And why didn't we bring them home?
Oh.
I've been asking.
How about the oysters?
Live. They were live, baby.
I don't care. I know how to cook a crab.
What are you going to fight?
No, she's been wanting some crabs. I guess we might try to get some this weekend. We'll see. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah. How yep. are the oysters?
Oysters are good, from what I understand. We're gonna be featuring oysters in a few of the ads coming up here in the next Hunting Quarterly, so people can figure out where to get them. You know, one of the first places I will tell you, Bill Comages was Natural Resources. I believe Natural Resources Officer, a while back. He was very active in Ducks Unlimited, and he was a friend of a friend. I mean, I knew Billy. He had a little. He was partners in a sporting goods shortstop shop there in Queen Anne's County, right there in Kent Island. And
I know who he is.
Yeah, and a lot of people know who Billy Comages was. And he controlled basically all the duck blinds in Kent Narrows. When you cross the Kent Narrows Bridge, as far as you could see, he controlled all the duck blinds down there. So I got invited to go on a canvasback hunt with my buddy who now lives in Maine, and Billy was there. So we get in the boat, get to the duck blind, and not the first time I've seen a little gas stove in the back, you know, on a shelf on the back of a duck blind. But the ducks weren't flying. I think we might have seen one duck, you know, kind of flip us off as he flew by, but good time, good conversation. And about, I don't know, an hour into the hunt, Billy says, "Hey, got something for you." He walked over and he pulled a bushel of oysters out of the bay that he had stashed there. I will tell you something, man. Ate oysters on the half shell in the duck blind. Oysters Rockefeller, right out of the bay, right there. Put them on the gas stove, opened them up, put the sauce on them, put the lemon on them, and we had just a great, great time and a feast in the duck blind.
That is living.
That's the way to go, buddy. Right, that's the way to go. Can't wait to retire. Maybe I will.
Yep.
Maybe I'll live that way. So
good.
Yep.
Well, we're going to be getting on the boat here in a few minutes. And
all right.
Hopefully we're going to outfish our competition.
Uh-huh.
Our buddy Mario. Mario puts puts the tournament on for the folks. And
so,
does a good job. All fun.
Well, let me ask you a question. Can I get in on the Calcutta?
Yes.
I'll put a dollar on the frayed knot or whatever your name.
The ugliest fish. We have one for the ugliest fish.
Ugliest fish.
Kenny Platt. Captain Pugs always catches the ugliest fish.
All right. I'll put a dollar on Kenny for the ugliest fish, and I'll put a dollar on the frayed knot boat, whatever. What's your boat called?
Well, Kenny's going to be on the not finished.
Not finished. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll put a dollar on your boat, whatever boat you're in, Captain Don. I'll buy in on the Calcutta for a dollar, and I'll put a dollar on Kenny for the ugliest fish. Let me know how much I win. If it's if it's less than half a million, just keep it.
Okay.
All right.
You all have a wonderful weekend.
You have a great day out there.
Okay, thank you. Take care.
See you, buddy.
See you, Captain Don.
Bye-bye. There he goes.
I love him.
His grandson is in the muzzleloader drawing contest. So, 410 WCBM 680. We're giving away a muzzleloader here in about 15 minutes. If you'd like to get in the contest, all you got to do is give us a call, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Leave your name and number with our producer, Aaron, and make sure we have an accurate name and an accurate phone number. And every number gets, or every name gets a corresponding number. Robin puts all the numbers in the random number generator on her phone. Whatever number pops out corresponds to the name of a lucky listener who will win a CVA Optima muzzleloader. How about that? And if you're close enough, I'll deliver it to your house if you want. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Right now it's time for me to tell you about Backyard Billy's. You know, it's going to get cold this week. It's going to get in the 40s at night. And maybe that primary or supplemental heat that you're using is expensive to run. Maybe the oil furnace is costing you a little bit of money. You never know. So why not think about investing in a secondary heat source or even a primary heat source? You can do wood, pellet, gas, even electric when it comes to that, from Backyard Billy's, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. We've got an Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert. Backyard Billy's did the installation. They keep up with the service. We love it. You hit the remote, you press the remote control button. You can control the heat, the fan, the light, everything. You can even set it on auto where it gets to a certain heat in the room and then shuts down. Right, Robin?
Yep.
Why is it on right now?
Because it's like 75.
That's right. That's exactly right. Well, Backyard Billy's also has all those other things I mentioned. Enviro makes a great pellet insert and freestanding pellet stove, as well as the gas. The company called Regency makes a wood fireplace, freestanding wood fireplace insert. There are other companies that make the electric ones as well. So why not check it out? Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop in the showroom. You'll see the complete selection of barbecue grills. You go kind of sneak behind the barbecue grills, and right there is a big old lineup of the stoves and inserts right there. They'll take care of you. Friendly service, knowledgeable people, great prices. BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. That phone number, 410-827-4500. That's Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, 410 727-4500. They're open 7 days a week. Stop in today at 81 degrees because it's going to drop off 40-some degrees this coming week. Route 50, exit 44, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. That's the exit coming from the bridge. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. The fireplace. All right, so I took my A-Bolt 300 Win Mag with a detachable magazine on a bear hunt, but I recommend the X-Bolt to you. I looked at all the X-Bolts yesterday at Clyde Sports Shop. I looked at the Classic. I looked at the X-Bolt Pro. I looked at the Hell's Canyon models, and they are all terrific bolt-action, high-powered center-fire rifles. They come in all standard Magnum and short Magnum calibers if you want to order that one like that. They got plenty of 6.5 Creedmoors and some of the newer calibers as well in the X-Bolt Pro and the Hell's Canyon model. Each one has an adjustable feather trigger with a detachable rotary magazine. And what that detachable rotary magazine means is when you flip the magazine cover down, you pop the magazine off of there. Some people call it a clip, and you put the clip in your pocket, and you close the gun back up, and it's empty, and you've got the magazine ready to pop back in there next time you go hunting. How about there, you know, that type of thing? It's pretty cool. So why not check out the X-Bolt? Clyde Sports Shop is your full-line Browning dealer for shotguns, rifles, and handguns. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway exit number 9, at phone number 410-242-6108. ClydeSports.com is the website for firearms, licenses, ammunition, and scope mounting. Visit Clyde Sports Shop, open 7 days a week, 410-242-6108. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Robin Hood and Little John walking through the forest, laughing back and forth at what the other has to say. Reminiscing this and that and having such a good time. Oodle-lolly, oodle-lolly, golly, what a day. Never ever thinking there was danger in the water they were drinking, they just guzzled it down. Never dreaming that a scheming sheriff and his posse was watching them and gathering around. Robin Hood and Little John running through the forest, jumping fences, dodging trees and trying to get away. Contemplating nothing but escaping, finally making it. Oodle-lolly, oodle-lolly, golly, what a day. Oodle-lolly, oodle-lolly, golly, what a day.
I love that song.
All right. Robin, you want to take the next caller?
We are talking to Jamie in, I want to say, Kate.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Robin. And can someone tell me, I was looking at the moon, is it good to go fishing before a full moon, after a full moon? Just tell me the whole story of that one.
On the full moon? Okay. It's good to go fishing anytime. Seriously. Full moon has, we talked about this at length a couple of weeks ago. Full moon has a pull on the gravitational pull on the Earth is higher during full moon, okay? And I tend to think that it's good fishing during a full moon. Very good fishing. But you know what? If you don't go fishing, you're not going to catch anything. So go before, during, and after would be my recommendation.
That's right. I got to make bacon and eggs for the lady today, so I'll probably not get up there.
You make them quick.
Yeah. Make them scrambled and, you know, throw the bacon in the microwave and say, ladies, I'm going fishing. Have a great day.
You do them fried because scrambled you got to do low and slow.
Move that one off. Okay, appreciate it.
Good luck with that, man.
Okay, buddy.
All right, you can't catch them in the house. So, okay.
A man after my own heart.
Yep. Exactly. Who's next there, Aaron? Steve, good morning, Steve. How are you?
Hi, Steve.
Hey, good morning. Love the program, and just wanted to get in on the muzzleloader contest, but
okay.
I listen to you guys every chance I get, and I'm literally just putting the truck in park right now. I'm getting ready to go deer hunting.
Good for you.
I might get lucky this morning because I wasn't supposed to go. We were supposed to go to a Halloween party last night.
Uh-huh.
Wouldn't have got me up in time, but we didn't go to the party, so now I'm up in time, and might be a lucky day.
Might be a lucky day. You never know when it's going to happen. I had no idea in all that wind the other night there was going to be a buck show up. But, you know, and I hadn't seen a buck all year. I really hadn't. So, like I said.
I enjoy the muzzleloader hunting. I think it makes you a better shot because I think you hold it over just a little bit longer because you can't jack another shell in there right away. So
that's true.
It makes you a better hunter.
That's true. I was talking to Mike up at Bel Air Gun Shop yesterday. And I think it was Mike. I think he was the one that told me this. Doggone it. I talked to so many people. Pretty sure it was Mike. He said the reason people miss when they try to shoot offhand, and Chris can pay attention to this, is, and I said, I think you peek. I think you look. You know, you want to see if you hit the deer. You're holding the rifle offhand, and you pick your head up. When you pick your head up, you shoot over the deer. He said other people miss because if they don't have their finger there exactly inside there exactly right, if you're right-handed, you're going to pull the trigger. And when you pull the trigger, you're going to move the gun to the right instead of squeezing the trigger. So, you know, in the excitement, you tend to jerk the trigger. Unless you're left-handed, then you miss to the left. Made sense. That's why I don't shoot offhand. You there?
I try not to miss.
Oh, we all try not to miss. Okay. We all try not to miss, but sometimes circumstances beyond our control, you know, we miss. I'm the first one to admit that I've missed many times.
Especially when you don't load the gun.
Well, that wasn't a miss. That was just ignorance when I didn't load the gun. So
I love telling that story.
I know. I shot a deer with a muzzle loader, cleaned the gun, forgot to load it, and took it out in the biggest buck that I've ever had a chance to draw down on, walked out, and I pulled the trigger. The cap went off twice, and the gun didn't. There was no powder, no blood, no shell in it, no bullet in it. So that's on me.
He'll never live it down.
Nope, never live it down. So, hey, man, you're in the contest. Thanks for the call.
Thanks for being there. Enjoy your show.
All right, buddy. Thank you. All right. Who's next there, Aaron? Is that Steve? Chester. That was Steve.
That was Steve.
I get confused. Hey, Chester. How you doing, man?
Doesn't take much.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. How about you?
Oh, I can't complain. On my way to work, like normal.
Got it. What's up?
Called to get in the contest.
All right. He wrote your name down. Everybody's good, right?
Yep. You have a good day and over.
Enjoy work, Chester.
Oh, it's every day.
What do you do?
I work up at the port unloading ships.
How about that?
Okay, cool.
Yep. Yeah, we got a buddy up there that ties off the cruise ships and does some other stuff up there, our buddy Butch, right, Ryan?
I haven't heard from him in a long time. He used to text me all the time.
Every now and then we get a little text or a little message from him.
I haven't heard from him.
Yeah.
Butch, you better text me.
Yeah, it's been pretty busy.
Well, that's good. I'm glad it's busy. I see him stacked up out there in the bay.
Yeah, they don't give us days off.
No?
Very few.
Got it. All right, buddy.
All right.
Well, hey, thanks for the call.
Have a super one.
Enjoy your show.
Thank you, sir. You have a wonderful day. And Jeff.
Hello, Jeff.
Any breaks here, Aaron? Is anybody behind Jeff calling?
Hello, good morning, Alan.
Okay, Jeff is up there now. Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
I am doing very well, Alan. Good morning to you and your wife. How are you?
Doing great.
Just heading into work this morning. Unfortunately, I'm not able to fish or hunt or crab like any of your other callers, but I am heading into work.
Well, that's what makes the world go round, buddy. One of these days you get to have a day off or retire, then you can go, right?
I hope so. That's the long-term plan. But, yeah, I definitely wanted to call in this morning and say hello to you both and to Robin. I promised I would and enter into, of course, the contest.
Yep.
See if I'm lucky this morning.
Well, let's see what happens. You're there.
I am definitely going to keep my fingers crossed.
Keep your fingers crossed. You never know what's going to happen.
Not at all.
Linda still found out today what happened.
Exactly.
Yes, it did. Yep.
So, very good. All right, ma'am. Well, enjoy your day. Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you very much. You both have a wonderful day. Thank you, and take care of yourself.
You too, buddy. Thank you. Bye-bye. Did you get my last text there, Robin? Nick?
Not yet. I will.
Okay, well, it's 6:28.
Okay, so. Well, I got to get today's from...
Yes.
And I'll... Thank you.
Tom in Pasadena is the last one, and he's on the line now, right? Tom, good morning.
Hi, Tom.
Hello, Tom. Well, how long are we going to wait for Tom? Tom, if you want in the contest, you have to call back. Are you there? You did.
Okay, Tom. Sorry about that.
Sorry, Tom. Call back if you want to get in there real quick. We've got your name and number. All you got to do is go on the air. So, there we go. Okay, Robin, I think we're done after Tom.
Okay.
So, Aaron, send me that sheet, if you would, and we'll take care of it. I do want to talk to Tim. He's already in, so we know that. Good morning, Tim. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Tim.
Good morning, Alan and Robin. How are you both this morning?
Doing good.
Doing good.
I just want to chime in on the caller who was asking about full moon fishing, and I agree with you. Anytime's a good time to go.
Yeah, exactly.
But, I have experienced that if you have a clear sky on a full moon night, if you go the next morning, fishing is going to be awfully slow because those rockfish, and bass for that matter, will feed underneath the light of the full moon.
No question.
It can be tough.
But full moon. During the day, Tim, yep. Buddy.
Full moon during the fall, I pray for cloudy skies.
I get it. Well, we don't have cloudy skies tonight. When is full moon? The 3rd?
I'm not sure, but it's not just the full moon, but it's leading up to it, too.
Sure. Yep, got it. Let me see what
anything
I can find.
Anything where they...
Full moon, November
out,
2023.
They can see 4 miles when you have a bright sky at night, that's for sure.
October 28th, that would be tonight. Hunter's moon. The Hunter's Moon kicks off the rut, that's for sure.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's going to be hot this week, I can tell you. With that cold weather coming in, that is amazing. Robin, did you get the sheet?
I'm doing it now.
The temperature drop is going to, start the final kickoff for the fish to start feeding and getting the clues.
I hope you're right.
I do, too, because this week was tough. It was a beautiful day on Thursday, but boy, was the bite tough.
Tough bite, huh?
Yeah.
I got it.
One in the boat that kept, one in the boat that got released because it was too small, and two that would have made the limit if they didn't come off of somebody's line.
Wonder who that was.
I ain't going to say who that was because I don't want to embarrass them. Hey, I did absolutely nothing wrong, Alan. They just came off, and the second one was a tank.
Oh, brother.
The second one was a heartbreaker. It was taking drag, and I got the bend in the line, and it just came right on off.
I had a friend one time, well, business associate. I won't call him a friend. It turned out that he wasn't particularly a friend, but he was on the Susquehanna River on a pontoon boat. And hooked a muskellunge from a pontoon boat. And he had battled this fish, and the fish came swimming right up along the side of the float on the pontoon and he was awestruck by the size of the fish, and he leaned over the boat to look at the fish, and he said, "Man, look at that muskie!" And when he did that, he lowered his rod tip.
Yep, and
that's all the muskie needed, buddy. Adios. Yep.
Yeah, took all the pressure off that fish, and it was gone. But when you're leaning on them and they come off, it's just heartbreaking.
That is heartbreaking. That's for sure. So, yep. So, all right, buddy. Well, thanks for the call. Appreciate the advice on the full moon. But
I wouldn't say stay home, but it's going to be tough.
Anytime you have an opportunity to go fishing, Tim, you go.
Absolutely.
Because it's not always about filling the cooler.
It's about the time spent out there doing it and with whoever you're doing it with.
And the things you see and the experiences you have, the friendships you make and cement, and it's all that good stuff. So
I acclaim that all the time.
Gotcha.
You all have a great weekend.
All right, buddy. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Alan.
Yes, Robin.
Are we taking a break before the muzzleloader?
We are.
Okay, number one, Tom's back on the line.
Okay, Tom, good morning.
Hey, guys, good morning. Just want to tell you, enjoy the show. I don't know what happened. I was there, then I wasn't.
Then you weren't. Well,
it's okay. We have that happen.
It happens. Now you're in, officially.
Well, I appreciate it, guys. Enjoy the show. Listen to you every weekend.
Thank you, sir. You have a great one.
Have a great one yourself. Take care.
All right, man. See ya.
Thank you.
There goes
Bye-bye.
Tom, officially in. Yes, Robin.
Nothing. I just need your help on the break.
Okay. Well, let me tell our friends and listeners about Spurry's Tire Service. You know, we do consider our listeners our friends, even though we haven't met all of them. You know what I mean?
Yes, and we've made some.
We've made some amazing friendships through the radio show. So let's talk about Spurry's Tire Service, our friends at Spurry's Tire Service. Located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton, that's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. That's Spurry's Tire Service, featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires at great prices, as well as Michelin, Yokohama, and others. Now, Spurry's Tire Service, if you have a Mini Cooper like I saw yesterday, or I'll tell you about that one, had a funny name on it, or a giant piece of farm machinery, they've got the tires or can get them, that's for sure. And Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard to your barnyard. Exactly. Your farm tractor, your farm equipment, your garden tractor, your lawnmower, your wheelbarrow, they got it all. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair. That includes, if that check engine light comes on, they'll check it, they'll diagnose it, they'll repair your vehicle when that check engine light comes on. They offer 24-hour truck service. Much more has kept Spurry's customers, including Robin and me and our family, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. Give Spurry's Tire Service in Easton a call, 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurriestire.com. That number, 410-822-7384, for Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice, really. By the bag or block? Yep. Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs with bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials and give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools.
Have your Linux bedliner installed at Bay Linux of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linux is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linux dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linux fleet services. Do what I did and have Linux install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linux.
Argo extreme terrain vehicles are what hunters and anglers think when it comes to navigating the toughest terrain. Shanks Argo in Chambersburg is the Mid-Atlantic's premier Argo XTV dealer. From the marshes of the Delmarva to the mountains of Western Maryland, Argo provides extreme terrain performance for getting you there and getting you back. The Argo family of extreme terrain vehicles covers a full range of models for every recreational and professional requirement. Visit Shanks Argo to choose the vehicle series and model that best suits your extreme conditions. The Magnum side-by-side, the Frontier 6x6 and 8x8, the Aurora Huntmaster 8x8, and the Frontier Scout 6x6. You can test drive these in-stock Argos at Shanks Argo, 4900 Molly Pitcher Highway in Chambersburg, PA. 717-375-1025. That's 717-375-1025, or visit shanksargo.com. Argo, the world standard for amphibious off-road mobility at Shanks Argo. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex spray-on truck bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins. 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
September, fall is coming. I got a feeling and I can't control it. Rumor has it at the hardware store, 6 inches wider than the year before. Big bulls, big bucks, mountain roads and pickup trucks. Hunting all day just to catch a glimpse of big bulls, big bucks.
All right, big bulls and big bucks. Man, we've seen some big ones. There's some big ones in Bucks, Bears, Stags this coming upcoming second edition of Maryland's Finest, the records. There's nearly 600 animals in there, and they keep coming. I mean, folks are getting their deer and stuff measured now. We had a deer from Cecil County come in the other day that was absolutely unbelievable. And so we're just going to continue on with measuring these white-tailed deer, sick of stags, and white-tailed bucks, sick of stags, and black bears from Maryland, and we'll just keeping the records, and we just enjoy doing it. Our guys enjoy doing it, but the new record book's going to be special. Bucks, Bears, Stags, bucks-bears-stags.com. You can pre-order the new record book coming up. It'll be out about mid-November, and we'll start shipping them out.
So. I love the cover so much. I think the book's worth the cover.
I think it is, too.
We got a lot of comments
on the cover, that's for sure, and you can see that online. So
the piebald is gorgeous.
Gorgeous piebald buck, a nice sick of stag, a black bear's on there, too. So anyway, here we are at 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We have picked a winner for the muzzleloader contest, and before we do, our buddy Fred Reinthaler from Aircraft Heating and Cooling has his 198 DLD Carolina Skiff for sale, ready to go, and I know he's got that taken care of. So give us a call here at station 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680, and we'll make that connection. If you're interested in that 198 DLV Carolina Skiff boat and motor, so there you go. And we'll connect you guys, anybody interested in the boat. It's not the flea market show, but, you know, Fred's a good guy. He sends us pictures. And
he's super.
He's a great guy, no question. He's a good sponsor, good advertiser, so... Robin, it is up to you to announce the winner of the muzzleloader contest out of how many entries?
53 entries this time.
Wow. And you gave everybody a number?
Everybody gets a number.
1 through 53 went to the randomizer.
Randomizer goes to town.
Spin. And pops up a number.
Number 43.
Okay.
Ryan Roth.
Okay. That sounds good. I think that one came in either email or text. I'm not sure. But Ryan Roth, congratulations if you're listening. Great job. Great job. How about that? All right. There you go. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We'll give Ryan a call after the show, and we'll make arrangements to get that muzzleloader to Ryan Roth.
But if he's listening, he's welcome to call in.
If he's listening, Ryan, if you're listening, you're welcome to call in. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680, and that is our phone number. There you go. All right. There's Derek in Baltimore. Good morning, Derek. How are you?
Hi, Derek. I have a question about bow hunting in Baltimore County. Are there specific geographic areas where it's permitted?
Well, a lot of Baltimore County is private land. So you will need permission from the landowner, written permission from the landowner to enter their property. But Loch Raven Reservoir, Liberty Reservoir, all have bow hunting sites available. I don't know of any public land per se in Baltimore County, but northern Baltimore County is home to some giant deer. If you can get some permission up there, that would be the way to go.
Yeah, and do you need a license to hunt on your own property?
Is it under cultivation?
No.
How much property?
2 acres.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And you just go, to a Dick's Sporting Goods store? Can you get a license there? Do you do it through the state?
Do you have a hunter safety education course?
No.
You need to take that.
Okay.
You need to take that to have a license.
So just find out locations for that online.
You go to the Maryland Department of Natural Resources site and put a search in your search bar, put hunter safety education, and that will direct you to the local folks that that conduct hunter safety education courses. Now, you can take part of the course online, but you'll have to do a field day. A field day requires that you go and be tested with various little tests, shooting, shoot or not shoot. You may have to walk a trail, that type of thing. But it's a field day to qualify you to have a hunting license in Maryland to make sure you're safe and you're qualified, ready to go.
Okay, great.
All right.
Thanks very much.
All right. Are you new to the state, or are you just interested in going hunting for the first time?
Well, I have some friends were just telling me the other day that their neighbor had been bow hunting on their own property, and so I was just curious whether there were geographic limits. And
well, here's the situation. Like here's the situation.
How much property involved is?
Well, here's the situation. If you're hunting on 2 acres, you're bow hunting on 2 acres, all right?
Yeah.
Let's say you strike a deer. Let's say that deer takes off, and they can. And they can go hundreds of yards, you know. What happens when that deer goes onto the neighbor's property? You don't have permission to hunt there.
Sure.
Okay. So now you're faced with a dilemma. Do you break the law and trespass? Because if you're hunting and you're in pursuit of game and you trespass, then you are by definition poaching. So that requires a call to Natural Resources Police, and if the Natural Resources Police comes to find out that you've got 2 acres and you're hunting on there with no license, guess what? You're going to be cited.
Why is the acreage matter, and what's the size that you can hunt on?
I'd have to research that a little bit, but he's talking about a residential property that's not a farm, not under cultivation.
Right. I'm just curious.
Right. Yep. I got it. So.
Okay. Well, thanks. That gives me a lot of good information.
Got it, buddy.
I'll look that up, though.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm just curious now.
Indeed.
Got me curious.
Good. Let's talk to Carl Northeast. Morning, Carl.
Morning, Mr. Allen. How are you, sir?
Doing good, buddy. How about you?
I can't complain. Had a good bow season so far. Got the full velvet 5-pointer.
Saw that.
Saturday.
Yeah, I saw that. That's great. Send me a picture. We'll run it in the quarterly.
Yep, I'll get it to you. I wanted to mainly call about that Sika stag I sent you a picture of on my trail camera down in Snow Hill.
A Sika deer in Snow Hill. Pretty interesting. You got none. You've not seen any on the property before.
No one has. And the guy we leased the cabin from for our hunting property, he's got several of them on his cameras daily.
Okay.
So there's a couple of really swampy areas and stuff down there.
Sure.
So I mean, I don't know.
Well, they they keep expanding their range. They really do.
Oh yeah.
I got
one myself.
I got a photo from a guy the other day. He said, "What kind of deer is this?" And I immediately said, "Sika deer," but there was something about the deer. It looked muscular. It looked too big. It looked too high off the ground. It looked like, and I said, my first guess would be fallow. But
really?
I said, it was such a fuzzy, grainy picture. It was so far away. A non-hunter took this picture and sent it to my friend, and he sent it to me. What kind of deer is this? I said, fallow deer, I think, but it resembles a Sika. So I sent it to some Sika hunting friends, and I sent it to Doug Wigfield, who's a Sika deer biologist for years. And he said, no discernible mane. It looks too statuesque. It looks kind of like a Sika. Can't see the antlers that well. And I said, I kind of detected a little palmation on the antlers, but, we just couldn't tell what kind of deer it was. At first blush, it looked like a Sika deer. But the location was Aberdeen Proving Ground.
Oh, my.
So.
Yeah, I was there to say that to fellow because I've had buddies that have hunted near there and said they have seen a couple of fallow deer before.
They've seen fallow on Aberdeen? Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Gotcha.
I do know that there was a farm that had some that probably had escaped bees once upon a time, but
right.
I don't know if the herd is sustainable or not.
There's some fallows in some locations in Maryland. Talbot County, Queen Anne's County, Prince George's County, Cecil County has had a number, so there's no reason, you know, not to
right.
think that there's one there. So
right.
All right, Carl. Thanks for the call.
Yep, it was nice to talk to you. I just wanted to call and say good morning to you and wish you happy hunting if you haven't had any success this season.
Well, I have. I took a deer last Saturday, a little young whitetail buck, 7 point, but I'm going to be enjoying that. So,
yep.
All right, buddy.
Nothing wrong with that. Well, again, happy hunting. Good luck in the upcoming firearm season, and good luck during this week of rut. I'm hoping to hopefully
for the rut. Yeah.
One day. We got a
very
couple
good.
Humdingers running around the property this year. And
oh, man. Well, good luck to you.
Everyone's saying they got him on camera. I'm like, yeah, it only counts when they're in front of you in daylight.
Exactly. Exactly right.
Not on camera in the daylight. Can't,
no.
Can't shoot them from the camera.
You can't, yeah. You can't do that. So appreciate the call, buddy. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Have a good one. You too.
You too. Robin. You too, Robin.
Oh, thank you so much. You have a great one.
Yes, indeed. All right. Hey, guess what? Our winner's on the phone, Robin.
Okay, cool.
Morning, Ryan.
Morning.
How are you?
Good morning.
Good. How are you?
Good.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
You want a nice Optima muzzleloader from CVA. Our CVA is our fine sponsor, and they make a great muzzleloader, and I've had success with them. As recently as last Saturday, so I'm very happy with the muzzleloader, and I've been hunting with CVAs for over 20 years.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I can't you know, I've taken deer and bear and sika deer with them, so I've taken all the you know, all the big game that I've tried to take, and took a black bear in Canada with one. I took a sika deer 2 years ago on the marsh, and I took several whitetails. So I'm happy with my performance of my CVA, and you will be too.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Enjoy it.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you so much.
Yep. So we'll get your address from you here one way or another. I think we have your phone number, and we'll call you after the show and figure out how to do that.
All right. Thank you. I'm with Don's crew, so...
Yeah, okay.
Hey, you all do great today.
Good luck. I've got money on you guys.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. See you later. Bye-bye. All right. Oh, wow. How about that? Frank just texted me, said he spooked a deer 12 yards on the ground. Well,
oh, wow.
How about that? Well, yeah. I had a situation on Tuesday, I guess, when I was bear hunting. I had a doe come out at about 10 yards, but the wind was going towards her. She blew on me as soon as I walked in the woods, and then again 10 minutes later, and then she came out in front of me, and then she ran back in the woods, and we had about 2 minutes of deer blowing on us. So that was fun. You're trying to, yeah. All right, Ron, we got to take a break. You know, we got to tell our friends about Backyard Billies.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, indeed. You like Backyard Billies.
I know. I love
Backyard Billies. What do you like about Backyard Billies?
Because there's anywhere you look, there's something different.
Well, that's true.
And there's always stuff to look at.
Always stuff to look at.
And dream about.
That's also true.
I do a lot of dreaming in there.
Yeah, we all do. There's no question. Well, you know, we did get our fireplace insert from there, a gas fireplace insert, and we'd do it again.
You know? I love Brian.
Brian's great. Brian came out and did some service work the other day in kind of adverse conditions, but he got, wouldn't you say, Robin?
Oh yeah.
But he got our insert all cleaned up and beautiful, and it looks like a real wood fire in there, and we're just very happy with all that. Happy with Backyard Billies, happy with their service, happy with their personnel, happy with their prices. Why not? If you're looking for wood, pellet, gas or electric, why not stop by? They're located right off Route 50 there, at exit 44B and Evans Avenue if you're coming from the bridge. Graysonville is the address if you want to find them there. Backyard Billy's pretty easy to find. Drummond Road, I think, is their actual address. But why not stop by? Give them a call, 410-827-4500. That's 827-4500. Backyardbillies.com will give you more information, and the Hearth America Facebook page will get you up to date. Backyard Billy's, we love them. Hey, you know, Clyde Sport Shop is your full-line Browning dealer. And, you know, if you like a pump shotgun, I do. I've got several of them. Newly designed stock with a new look is the BPS Field Model Shotgun. Large trigger guard, so your glove fits in there pretty easily. A matte blue finish barrel and forged machine steel receiver. It's got bottom ejection, which is great in a duck blind or a goose pit because you're not shooting hot shells over your buddy to the right. Satin finish walnut, pump action with all the superior fit and new checkering surfaces. A synthetic stock model is also available if you like that. I personally like the wood. And there you are, BPS Field Pump Action Shotgun at Clyde Sport Shop. Now, if you're into the shotgun shooting sports, and a lot of folks are, take a look at the Satori models. There's the 725, there's the CXT, there's the White Lightning. The perfect over and under shotgun, perfect blend of beauty and performance with five injector DS choke tubes, a ported barrel, triple trigger system, the Vector Pro length and forcing cones available in 20 gauge as well, the 725 field models available. The CXT is a little lower priced, and then there's the White Lightning, which is the top of the top. So why not check it out? The Satori over and under, or the BPS Pump Field Shotgun, all at Clyde Sport Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit 9, 410-242-6108. ClydeSports.com is the website, open 7 days a week for Browning Firearms or any firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting. The gunsmithing's on hold. We'll take that back, and we'll just say ammunition and scope mounting right now. 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. We'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Robin, there's your cue.
Everybody, get out, stay safe, and like I said, first time, spend some time with the family, do something fun, fall fest, trunk or treat. I'll be somewhere trunk or treating, somewhere in Federalsburg. You all have a super weekend. Enjoy your family, enjoy your friends. Try to make this a better world.